Columbus.
Good evening, I'm Jacob Reimer. After a breakout junior season, Ohio State linebacker Arvell Reese is officially declared for the NFL draft. This season, Reese was named a Big Ten Linebacker of the Year, first team All Big Ten, and was a consensus All-American. Reese has the potential to be a top five pick in the NFL draft. A player that will be back in Columbus next season is wide receiver Brandon Innes, as he announced today that he'll be back for his senior season at Ohio State. College basketball, the Ohio State men's basketball team looks to bounce back from their loss to Nebraska tonight. Taking on Oregon, a late one tonight. Tip-off is at 10:30. Game coverage begins here on The Fan at 9:30. And the college football playoff semifinals get kicked off tonight with the Fiesta Bowl between Miami and Ole Miss. They get started at 7:30. This one's sponsored by BMI Federal Credit Union. Need help recovering from the holidays? Get a holiday loan from BMI Federal Credit Union. Visit bmifcu.org/holiday loan. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Up for Ohio State.
You've waited all day for this.
Bill with that team standing away.
He's going to take it to the house. 85 yards. Down the right side going. Devin Smith got it at the 5 and into the end zone. Touchdown.
The one show that's nothing but the Buckeyes.
Oh! Graham Rucker for the touchdown. Kraft shoots it high on the right for 3. Yes!
This is the Buckeye Show.
Off and rolling here on a Thursday. I am Brandon Beam, hanging out with my guy. A-Ward Sports, Austin Ward, Rhyme Time behind the glass. Austin, on a scale of 1 to 10, how jealous are you right now that the Fiesta Bowl is going on tonight?
Don't talk to me about it.
And you are not at the...
That's how we're opening this
Camelback
thing? Come on, man.
Camelback Resort. The JW Marriott out there where time stands still. Looks lovely.
They just went... The TV is on. Yep. They just went to the live pregame college game day footage. Showed Mario Cristobal, Carson Beck walking in to State Farm Stadium. And I've been a little busy this week, so I guess I hadn't really thought that much about...
Have you? There hadn't been a whole lot going on, really.
Well, I got news for you, buddy. hadn't really thought about what I was missing out on, what Ohio State was missing out, probably more importantly, what Ohio State fans were missing out on tonight.
I don't think a lot of Ohio State fans have really thought about that this week. Until they turn their TVs on and see this going on, be like, oh, man.
What are you talking about? They play Oregon tonight.
They do play Oregon tonight. And if Ohio State would have made this game.
We're already working the gimmick right at the start of the show.
Our night, Reimer, would have been crazy.
Yes, it
would have been a crazy night because we would have had basketball in the AM and I would have had to do pregame scoreboards over there.
We wouldn't be here right now.
Then a football postgame. No, we would, nobody. This the whole day would have been different.
Yeah.
We'd have been living a very different world right now. Than
sliding
we were
doors situation.
Yeah.
And... In that scenario, I would have been in Shangri-La for the last 3 days at the Camelback. But it wasn't meant to be. And I actually would have really enjoyed a sort of late afternoon primetime opportunity in the stadium because I've once upon a time, after a week of Shangri-La, had to go cover a game at like 10 a.m. Pacific time out there in Arizona. For, I think it was the Notre Dame Bosa ejection Fiesta Bowl.
Yes, it was. And
it was a good kick.
Yeah, a very good defensive end for Notre Dame, too, blowing his knee apart.
Jalen Smith
got injured.
And then people were like, well, this could be the end of bowl games. Mm-hmm. And in some ways, it did increase the opt-outs into the future. It accomplished that.
It's a matter of time.
It was.
Austin, we got a great show lined up for here coming up this evening. Coming up in our next Saturday, we will address Ohio State's NIL strategy. Are we seeing it change? In live time. We'll go over to that next. We'll talk to Carp coming up here at 6:30. The question of the day for you. Question number one. We've got two of them tonight. We'll take us to the linebackers room at Ohio State at 6:46, 7:17, or 7:30, rather. We will do question of the day part deux coming up with you, which will take us to the wide receivers. Also going to talk about some NFL commitments, some foregoing of last year's here at Ohio State. Because lost in all the shuffle, we have not really talked about the guys leaving on their own accord, going to the NFL, and we should spotlight those guys for the terrific careers they have had at Ohio State. News earlier today that Arvell Reese is declaring for the NFL draft. I don't think anybody is surprised.
Shocker!
Nobody's surprised by that. Maybe even less people were surprised by the announcement from Caleb Downs yesterday that he was declaring for the draft.
You told me that you were going to tune in to the podcast because you were holding your breath.
Yeah, I didn't. I did not end up doing that. But what's going on in your mind right now over in Buckeye world? Because there's a lot happening as the wheels continue to burn and those coaches, support staff, everyone in that building are burning the midnight oil. I know it's only 6 o'clock, but I don't think they've gotten a lot of sleep over the last couple of days.
Yeah, no. I mean, Mark Pantone will not be sleeping for another 2 weeks probably until you get to the end of this portal window. And as you mentioned, there are multiple things going on. You have to compartmentalize everything inside and outside the Woody in terms of coverage with this, because you almost forget about the NFL draft when you have the transfer portal window open. You have mm-hmm. players departing. You know, you're deep into the double digits now with, you know, 20 Buckeyes in the transfer portal. They're hosting
22.
Yeah, like I said, I can't keep it straight. I never, even in real time, live, want to commit to a number because anything can happen at any moment. Mm-hmm. So that's all going on. And then you're hosting transfer portal visitors like basically every day. Going to be a big weekend of that for Ohio State. And you have clarity on your roster that you're expecting to get to by next Wednesday with the early entrant deadline for the NFL draft. You have Arvell Reese already moving on now today, announcing that Caleb Downs, Carnell Tate. None of those are a surprise, of course, but Ohio State is still putting offers out and trying to keep Caden McDonald in the fold. I don't think that that is going to be a successful mission for Ohio State. They've given it their absolute best, but the closer that you're getting into decision-making time with Caden McDonald, the higher the feedback, the better the feedback is for him. He deserves this opportunity, and so I know that he's strongly considered. He has a great relationship with Matt Patricia. The chance to come back, I don't think that that's going to happen. Alternatively, I think Kenyatta Jackson probably in a position where Ohio State feels pretty good that they can retain him for one more year to play at defensive end. So that's significant. That's a big deal. But while you have all of this going on with the NFL draft, with the transfer portal, with negotiations to keep your current roster and keep them out of the transfer portal, you know, Ryan Day has NFL organizations coming after Matt Patricia and trying to figure out the permutations that you want to do, you know, how you want to align the offensive coaching staff mm-hmm. and if you're going to hire a walk-around head coach of the offense. So there are many, 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 many things going on for Ohio State because they are not preparing to take the field in Glendale, Arizona.
I think I asked Berm this the other day when he joined us. And again, you can always go on the YouTube show and watch. You can go and find the podcast, listen to the podcast wherever you get your podcast from. You can actually watch the YouTube show right now when you get home or if you're driving around. Don't watch it in your car while you're driving.
Don't tell them to do that.
Do that. But you can go there. You can watch. Hop on the chat. Thanks to all the YouTube chatters out there. Always appreciate you. I think I asked this to Berm on Tuesday, and let me ask you this same very question. Importance number one for Ohio State of plucking someone or someones from the transfer portal at a position to you is what?
I think the most important position when you look at Ohio State right now, what they need to address, and this is assuming that we are correct in the read and the reporting that Kenyatta Jackson will come back, that'll alleviate a lot of the concern. They are still going to pursue another defensive end, and I think that they will get one. Whether that winds up being Chaz Coleman, I think that's less likely than I would have said 2 days ago, or that Berm would have said 2 days ago when he was on the Buckeye Show with us. Could very well be Damon Wilson with swing number three for him in his career. Being that at this point it would be a one-year rental situation, and knowing what the price tag is going to be, knowing what the productivity has been for him, I think he may be climbing up on the pecking order there.
Okay.
But between those two and then, you know, maybe some other possibilities that could emerge, there's been visitors from Alabama that play on the front. It feels like Ohio State, I don't have to include that as like a must. They're already attacking it and they're likely to wind up with some solutions there. Then you have to turn to the secondary where they've been at work trying to bring in guys. And when you're losing Caleb Downs to the NFL draft, and when you're losing Lorenzo Styles to eligibility, those spots at safety and nickel, very, very important and not easy to fill.
A lot of veteran presence back there.
Experience and ability, great combination. It's tough to replace. So I think Ohio State will be trying to do that with proven power four players. There aren't a ton of them even necessarily in the portal right now. Doesn't mean that Ohio State won't have eyes on or back channel conversation about who might emerge there.
Oh.
But that's where the Buckeyes will be looking, and that's where they need to. All this conversation, and it's true based on what happened a week ago in the Cotton Bowl, you still win up front. I think Ohio State is already putting a ton of effort and resources into that. They don't have to do it as much on the offensive line. They have so much coming back, and I think that, you know, Carson Hensman and Austin Sarveld are facing decisions for that NFL draft. I think they're more likely than not both going to return, so they don't have to go out and kick over as many rocks like they did a year ago on the offensive line when they wound up with Ethan Onyanwa and Phillip Daniels and basically went one for two there. You don't want to have to do that.
The one that emerged was a cheaper price tag.
That was, it was the, it flip-flopped the order of what we thought it was going to be.
Yes, it did.
And you, so you don't want to have to live in that world for offensive linemen, and then Ohio State won't have to, shouldn't have to, based on the situation as it sits right now. But safety, it is a tough spot, especially because Bryce West was in line to take that nickel role, and he's going to Wisconsin. So that's a spot that Ohio State must attack, needs to attack, will attack. How will it finish? Who's going to start there in the end of August and early September? I don't know. Stay tuned, because all this is going to happen in a hurry.
Yes, it will. And it may happen on tonight's show. It may not happen in tonight's show. Nobody knows. That's why Austin just told you to stick around. Speaking of NIL, are we seeing Ohio State's entire recruiting and NIL strategy change in the course of one offseason? We'll try to tackle that coming up next. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
Head to 971thefan.com to listen on demand and subscribe to all our podcasts. Wasting time has never been easier. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Hey there, Jane Lynch here. Want to hear something funny? Too bad. Want to hear something uplifting that will inspire you? Good. Because today, I want to talk to you about Direct Relief, a humanitarian organization that does seriously good work when it counts. Fires, hurricanes, earthquakes. When disaster strikes, Direct Relief immediately shows up with medicines, medical supplies, and everything doctors and nurses need to save lives. Let's ship her out! Every day across the United States and around the world, they're making an enormous difference. If someone needs help, Direct Relief helps. No politics, no red tape. Hey, what you doing over there?
Oh, I'm packing insulin for kids with diabetes.
See, every box here is literally a lifeline for someone in critical need. So check them out at directrelief.org. You might just bring a smile to someone's face.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium presented by Experience Columbus. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium into the press box and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium tours offer a variety of options and pricing. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour. Ohio Stadium Tours, presented by Experience Columbus.
Save time, reduce costs, and eliminate printer frustrations with Modern Office Methods, your award-winning managed print services provider. We know how to help your business reduce the cost of office printing by identifying necessary print and paper waste. We can improve your printer fleet and decrease the amount of printer frustration. Why wait? Start saving time and money today. Start with our comprehensive print fleet assessment by going to momnet.com and click on free assessment.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Now, where can you get a full suite of business banking services served up by well-trained, caring employees with unquestionable integrity? It's right here at Heartland. Relationships matter. I'm Scott McComb. Come over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Where banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Ohio State fans. Next time that snack craving hits, Burger King has you covered with the O-Fry-O bundle. You get a medium fry, 8-piece chicken fries, 8-piece mozzarella fries, and an 8-piece chicken nuggets, all for just $10. It's perfect snack fuel for one, wherever and whenever you're cheering on the Scarlet and Gray. At BK, have it your way. You rule. Limited time only at participating Ohio area restaurants. BK is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Tax extra.
Around here, it's all-wheel drive all year round. And Toyota has more all-wheel drive choices than anyone, like the best-selling Camry. Now through February 2nd, get 4.99 APR financing on a new 26 Camry. Or lease a new Camry LE for just $289 a month for 36 months with $3699 due at signing. With approved credit through TFS. Tax, title, and license extra. Call 1-888-36-TOYOTA for details or go to toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
It's game day at Raising Cane's. If you want to order like a Buckeye, it's the action off the field you need to focus on. The only play you're running is chicken. So what combo are you picking? Make it a perfect season. We've got tailgates of hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers and cane sauce, and jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade, all available to order online or on our app. This season is about to be unbeatable. Racing Cane's Chicken Fingers, one love. Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Get enough of your favorite fan content? Good news, we're on all the digitals. Follow 971 The Fan on X, Facebook, YouTube, The Talk, and Gram. Your digital home for endless shenanigans. The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We are tracking partly cloudy skies here for tonight with scattered showers arriving here late tonight into the day on Friday. Still mild with lows into the 50s here for tonight and then into the 60s here for your Friday. Record high temperatures are a good possibility here despite the scattered showers that we will see here for your Friday morning. We'll get some sunshine as we go through the day. Again, highs into the 60s, but we are tracking some colder air with highs in the 40s on Saturday and then back to the 30s by Sunday. And that's a look at your 10 weather impact forecast. I'm meteorologist Aaron White here on 97.1 The Fan.
The only radio show that bleeds scarlet and gray. This is The Buckeye Show.
Coming up here at 6:30, the General, Bobby Carpenter, he's going to join the program.
I know him.
I know him too. A little inside radio. I talked to him a little bit earlier on.
No.
You weren't here
Don't
for
pull
it.
The curtain back.
It's a very good conversation about the state of the union of Ohio State NIL. Very good stuff. It's coming up here at 6:30.
Is it going to be better than what I say about it?
I don't know. We'll see. What are you saying about it right now? Because I'll ask you the same question.
Okay.
Are we seeing Ohio State's NIL and recruiting strategy change in front of our eyes? Because I think you and me and a lot of Ohio State fans who follow this on a day-to-day basis, Austin, have been in the camp that Ohio State, they're not the early adapters, right? Like when the NIL first started, who was it? Was it Texas A&M? Really ran out of the gates.
Texas A&M, Michigan State, Miami. Yep.
They ran out of the gates really hard, right? With this NIL stuff, and for the most part did not work in their favor. Not to say that, you know, Ohio State was laggards, but they wanted to see what was going to happen in the situation. And over the last couple of years, as the NIL world, name, image, and likeness world has evolved, I think Ohio State's strategy has evolved as well, where you have a lot of teams offering high school recruits and high school prospects a bunch of money, and Ohio State saying, listen, we're never going to be the ones to offer that much money up front. You come in, you get developed, we're going to see what you can do. If you can prove it on the football field, then certainly we have no problem paying you for your services. It's the old, you get developed here, prove your salt, and then you can be walking around with millions of dollars, whatever the terms are to the contract agreements between both parties, both Ohio State and player. And that's kind of the way that they've been going through this situation. There's a high profile player in the transfer portal that you feel like fits the need for this team. Boom, we're going to go strike. We're going to get that done. I feel like with everything that is going on this offseason, and again, these are conversations that have probably been going on, are going to continue to happen over at the Woody, if that strategy needs to change. And instead of maybe having a recruiting class of 28 players like they just brought in this past year, if maybe that will dwindle down to 10 players, 15 players. Maybe it's going to be some very high level kids who you are comfortable paying more than what you have been up front to high school athletes, and then saying, well, we're going to attack the portal more, smaller recruiting classes, and then we're going to be paying proven commodities in college football, but we're going to be paying more of them than what we generally have by using the portal. And I wonder if that's going to be the strategy that we see change maybe this offseason going into the future for Ohio State.
Yeah, you will. That is absolutely what Ryan Day and Mark Pantone and company are going to do. And I think if you're looking at this particular portal cycle and it feels like Ohio State is coming up short in some of these situations, and if it feels like it's coming down to a matter of money and other schools are coming over the top at the last second, part of that is a reflection of what Ohio State spent to put together the largest signing class that it ever has. 28 players, including Chris Henry Jr. at the end. Those were not cheap. And 6 months ago, there was, a level of criticism for the way Ohio State was approaching high school seniors, that it was not being aggressive enough, it was not taking in enough players, and it was not spending enough money for the high school seniors. It did that. It turns out that was not a prudent strategy based on the way this system is constructed mm-hmm. right now and with one transfer portal window. The intention in doing so made sense at the time. I'm not going to go back and second guess and say, oh, we all should have seen this coming, that this is how it's going to work.
How could you have?
You couldn't have. And I know that the counter argument is always, well, they are in the building. They should know. They should have prepared for this contingency. When you look at some of the players who have left Ohio State, and whether it's fair or unfair to be bringing their name up in the situation, this is what's happened. Someone like Quincy Porter, Aaron Scott, Bryce West, Mylon Graham, these guys who have barely played or were about to take on starting roles, Ohio State did not anticipate the volume of demands that they were going to be asked for, financially or otherwise. Primarily financially, mm-hmm. because they invested a lot in this class. Not the problem with doing so has, and that part can't change. I don't think you can compromise on that. Ohio State has always been the right of it, that your best players and your veteran players have to make the most money. You can't turn it upside down. The NFL put rules in place to prevent that when it had everything backwards and Sam Bradford was making $1 billion and he couldn't build a roster around it. Like, they changed, and Jamarcus Russell and on down the line there. So that part, I don't think that
was Sam Bradford's contract. It was astronomical, it was, wasn't it?
Too much.
Well, yeah, everyone thought it was too much, and then they changed the rule. 6 years, $78 million, $50 million guaranteed.
Yeah, for a rookie quarterback. Yeah. So that part is not a philosophical change. That part must be embraced wholeheartedly, as it has been and will be into the future. You pay for the production. So what's the disconnect then? If you are paying money to a true freshman who cannot help you, and Quincy Porter did not help Ohio State last mm-hmm. year. Again, I'm not trying to pick on him. I'm just telling you that I have to use an example that applies to what's going on right now. He played in four games and he had four catches. If a player like that then turns around and asks for a substantial raise without any actual production, what good did it do to pay Quincy Porter for his freshman year? It did zero good.
Actually, you would argue that it did bad because you
took away resources from someone who could play.
Well, that, and you developed him. Now he's going to leave and go to another school in which, and again, I mean, this is the world of college football, right? Like, you got to spend some time somewhere. If you're a player, you're going to get developed in the years that you spend, and then you're going to turn around and go somewhere else. And let's just take Bryce West for an example. All right. He's an Ohio kid. He signs for Ohio State, very high profile recruitment. And you spend a couple of years here at Ohio State, boom, you go and you sign at Wisconsin. And I think the most frustrating part about some of these guys is that you're on the precipice of finally seeing a starting role or a lot of playtime as to what you can do. And then you're jumping off now. I'm just saying, from a fan perspective, and Justin Zwick and I were talking about this last night, I think that's the frustrating part. Guys who spend 1 year here and maybe don't have that much production, I can see that. That's fine. Like, from me just watching it from 30,000 feet. But a guy who's getting ready to seize his opportunity and have that opportunity, at least from the outside looking in, I don't know what Ohio State's doing in the transfer portal. I don't know if they have guys who they've already identified, and Bryce West knows that. I don't know. But I think that's the most frustrating part of this. It's like, man, you were right on the precipice of having your opportunity to prove what you could do, and then you're pulling ripcord. And that's just not an Ohio State fan perspective. I think you can ask Texas fans about that. I think you can ask Notre Dame fans, like any other big blue blood college football program out there going through the same exact thing.
Well, who's not playing tonight in the Fiesta Bowl? Ohio State for one, and Georgia for two.
Yeah.
Okay? This is the shift that's happening. The actual parity that we've been warned about and that NIL is going to create for 5 and 6 years, that didn't happen immediately. In the way that the sport is structured right now, it is happening because Ohio State is not going to be able to pay 64 and five-star guys on their roster. One of the philosophical shifts that we're talking about here with paring down on the size of the recruiting class is also going to probably be reflected with the number of players who can legitimately play for Ohio State mm-hmm. once the season actually arrives. So Alabama, Georgia, Texas, Ohio State, they're not poor. They're spending a lot for very good players. But what you're going to be missing are key depth pieces. And so the change that has to happen, will happen, is happening as we speak right now, is if you have a finite amount of resources, I'm not saying that you sign zero freshmen, because Jeremiah Smith was a freshman once. Caleb Downs was a freshman once.
Of course.
Bo Jackson.
And they tried like hell to get Caleb the first time.
That's right. Bo Jackson was a freshman last year. There are freshmen who can help you. Malachi Toney helped Miami last week. He's 17 years old. Those people, those five or six players that can help you immediately are worth those payments because they're playing while they're earning it. Yeah. If you cannot play as a true freshman, it's not going to be worth a sizable investment. You have to spend that. You'd be much better spending that in the transfer portal on veteran players with proven Power 4 experience or D2 or wherever. They can help you and you're paying them. That is a return on your investment. I'm not saying that you have to have zero development pieces or that you don't take a low 3-star from Ohio. Those people are going to come at they're separate from this conversation. They dream of playing in the Scarlet and Gray, and they're not going to ask for the moon in their initial contract. Yep. You can fill out your roster that way. That becomes your third and fourth string and scout team and practice squad. You're basically your NFL practice squad.
I think there's a whole other argument and conversation to be made about that's the right way to go about things anyways.
So, but that's where it's going. Yep. And it was cool to celebrate. You know, Ohio State felt really good about the signing class and the guys that they landed, but it doesn't make sense to sign them if in less than 12 months you have to renegotiate and you might have got absolutely nothing out of them during that year.
Bobby Carpenter, he's going to keep the good times rolling, but almost the same exact conversation, just a different perspective with this coming up here.
Probably a better one.
In 2 minutes. It's the Buckeye Show.
More ways to save at Kroger, like low prices in every aisle. And when you download the Kroger app, you can clip and save more with digital coupons every week. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. At Kroger, you can enjoy more ways to save and more rewards every time you shop. So it's always easy to save big every day with savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience Buckeye Game Day like never before. Welcome to the 1922 Club, the most exclusive space inside Ohio Stadium, where luxury meets tradition in the heart of Buckeye Nation. Enjoy upscale food and beverages and a game day atmosphere like no other. Create lasting memories with friends and mingling with other Buckeye fans and celebrate every OHIO in ultimate comfort. Become a member of the 1922 Club today. Memberships are limited. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
We're very close to Buckeye football. Very close. Uncomfortably close. You're listening to The Buckeye Show.
Back here on The Buckeye Show. Right now we head out to the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Checking with our guy. He is Bobby Carpenter. Carp, thanks for the time. Always appreciate it. Did the sun rise today in Columbus? Because I did see you tweeting last night a lot of good stuff on your Twitter page, X page, whatever you want to call it. Did the sun rise here in Central Ohio and Buckeye Land, Bob?
None of it was good stuff. You know, being a
interesting.
You probably have a pattern to see it to stay up a little later now, do the later show. I'm still up, getting up early, and so usually I'm getting in bed around 9:30. And it's okay. You know what? Why not just before bed, you know, why not just have a little sip of the social media poison and see if it'll help put you to sleep? And
like milk of the poppy.
Yeah, not really milk of the poppy. It was more like that stuff that they gave to the prince. Oh, what the heck, Joffrey.
That's really
more what it was.
Mm-hmm. Purple wedding style.
Like, yeah, it wasn't like the peaceful stuff.
Like Jim Jones and the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, like that's just putting you to sleep. And so I saw that. I saw the stuff coming down. And I'm like, what is going on here, man? Like, people are just all over this. Ohio State this and Ohio State that. You know, they're getting killed in the portal. I'm like, okay, here's the reality. Now, guys, everybody's got money to spend because of the revenue sharing. So that's a real deal. So, like, that's something that you're going to have to figure out. And then also, like, hey, there's no billionaires in Columbus, Ohio that don't care about anything else but Ohio State football. Mm-hmm. It's like you have that at a couple of different places around the country, and it's really tough to compete with that. But like the other thing is like Ohio State, they're being cheap. I'm like, cheap? Dude, like you can only pay so many guys. like, so the big argument is obviously the two receivers that left. You know, you get Bylan Graham that's going, and Porter. Mm-hmm. They both leave. And people are upset, and I get that. And they should be. But here's, the tough part about that is, well, they're five stars, and they weren't playing. I'm like, dude, they were going to leave no matter what because someone's going to pay them a lot more money. They're going to pay a lot more. And let's also, you're like, well, who are they paying? I'm like, well, number four, mm-hmm. he's not cheap. But everybody really loves him. And then also, you know who we get brought in? Oh, Chris Henry.
Everyone was excited about that, right?
Yeah. We were all juiced about that. But what do you think? Oh, he said, you know what? I'm going to do you guys a solid, Buckeye Nation. I'm going to come for free. I don't think that was the reality of it. And so, what do you mean? I'm like, dude, those guys, like Chris Henry probably cost just as much as Jeremiah Smith did his freshman year. Mm-hmm. Plus, you've got Brandon Ennis. Oh, you know what? Julian Sain was maybe a little under market last year. What happened with him, Beam? Oh, he went to New York for the Heisman Trophy presentation.
Yeah, highest completion percentage ever in a college football season.
Yeah, so you know what? He might be coming back and asking for a little bit more. So I'm like, man, like you just can't, you can't, Bryce West leaves. He goes to Wisconsin.
Yeah.
They offered him twice what Ohio State did. You know why? Because he's going to be their number one corner. He's not the number one corner at Ohio State. It's like that's just the reality, and it stinks. And believe me, it hurt. Aaron Scott and Bryce West really hurt because totally. They're Ohio guys. And I wanted them to be here. I understand what happened. You know, just Bryce West already signed with Wisconsin. Maybe Aaron Scott can still come back. I don't know. But I know this, you can't. Now we're in the era of college football where it's like the NFL. You've got to pick who you pay. And I don't know, what the philosophy will be with high school guys and everything moving forward because the reality is if you pay a guy coming out of high school, Beam, and he's really good, but he doesn't play for a year, this isn't the era where you have Marvin Harrison resting behind, or sitting behind an All-American.
Wasted funds.
Exactly. Those are dollars. And by the way, that guy wants to play. He wants to make even more. He wants to make plays. So it's just a tough situation. It's a bad situation. I hate it. But I'm one of that, I don't really call it a rant, but I'm just trying to explain to people the reality of it. I don't like it either. But there's a difference between not liking it and accepting that it's the reality of it and then denying the reality of it, which is what I feel like a lot of people are doing right now. And Ryan and Mark Fantoni and Ross Bjork, it's not like they're hoarding money to keep for themselves. They're holding it back. Moneyball. I'm like, there is no owner here.
Come on, Jonah Hill, Brad Pitt. Let's splash the pot a little bit.
This isn't Mike Brown. Okay, hey, I don't want to pay people. I want to keep some more for myself. By the way, why doesn't Mike Brown give to the NIL? His dad used to coach at Ohio State. He's an Ohio guy. You know, he doesn't even pay his own guys. Why would you think he'd help pay ours?
And I don't think it's going to be Jimmy Haslam either, where they're just splashing the pot around and then not getting the return on investment with players.
You know, Jimmy Haslam gives money to Tennessee because that's where he's from.
Right.
So you saw the cubes over in Indiana. Mm-hmm. I told people, you got guys there that, he owned an NBA team. He likes sports. His school now is really good. Hey, what do you need? Oh, you need $10 million? Here you go. And, there isn't that guy for Ohio State. There isn't. And I hate to tell people that. They're like, oh, Columbus has a really high GDP. I'm like, yeah, that's great. They've got a lot of people that try to give and do the best they can. But there isn't somebody that is a 10-digit situation where they can just throw cash out there all over the place.
We got Carp with us here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. With all that said, Bob, I mean, I know that you and I, when we would do shows together, we would talk about the recruiting philosophy, the NIL philosophy. Now that it is changing, and guys, I mean, go ahead and get your money. At least try to get your money. I don't think anybody, is holding grudges at that. If anything, people and fans are maybe upset at the situation that has kind of presented itself in. But do you think Ohio State now fundamentally changes the way that they approach the transfer portal, the way that they approach high school recruiting, and the way that they approach roster retention now with this kind of going on?
It's a great question, Bean, because I haven't had a question time to talk to those guys about it because you know mm-hmm. what they're doing, fighting for their roster right now, trying to figure all that out.
Yes.
So, hey, you know what? I know you're spending all your time on the phone talking to agents. Let me just get into a bigger picture discussion, mm-hmm. Ryan and Mark, about what we're thinking about moving forward. We'll figure out that later.
Yeah, we'll carve out a couple hours for you.
Yeah. So I think that it does. And the sad thing is, unless something changes, and I hope that it does, because you look at the Miami Hurricanes, and you look at Ole Miss, some of these other programs, they paid about 40 guys a lot. And, they don't really, most of those guys were all transfers. They weren't concerned about bringing in a lot of high school guys unless they were ultra elite. Like, you know who was going after by Jeremiah Smith? Miami, mm-hmm. because they knew that he could come in and play right away. But if there's not a guy that can come in and play, like, right now, you have to begin to ask yourself, like, is he worth paying that much, or can you just go somewhere else and then we'll get him on the we'll get him on the swing around when he's about, you know, sophomore and he's a little more developed. And so
maybe a little more expensive, but proven.
Well, exactly. Maybe a little more expensive, but he's proven and he's going to be ready to go. He's a ready made product. So, like, it just stinks because being you and I both growing up in Ohio, yep. and playing Ohio football. And I hope that this isn't the end where, like, if one of my kids' boys is good enough to play at Ohio State or anybody out there listening, that the only way for your son to go and end up playing at Ohio State is they have to go to another school for 2 years first.
I think it's a great point.
It feels like it's kind of leaning that way. And I tell them, like, I'm not happy about that. I'm just telling you what it is. Like, I'm looking at what the solution is, and unless they fix this somehow, that's what's probably going to end up being the case.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. And again, I mean, it's a 24-hour news cycle, and guys going in, guys going out, visits all over the place. Who do you got emerging from the college football playoff semifinals? One game tonight, we got the Fiesta Bowl, and then tomorrow, of course, we got Oregon and Indiana for a little Friday night football.
Yeah, I've got Ole Miss over Miami. Ooh. Tonight. I think they're going to be – well, I'm just telling you this. The one thing they got with Lacey, and you saw with Ohio State in the second half, they got the run game going. And like I said, Miami, really good 4 or 5 defensive linemen. Very shallow after that. Mm-hmm. I mean, Beam, you might be able to go out there and give a couple reps.
I can do a couple.
So if you can wear those guys down, Lacey's really good. Chambliss can buy time in the pocket. You get him tired. I mean, you watch him run around like he did in the bowl game. I mean, that'll gas those D linemen out, and so you can maybe get it going. So I think that'll happen. And I think those guys at Ole Miss, like, in an era now where it's me, I think they're playing for something a little more just based upon how they've been treated by the departing Lane Kiffin and everything that went on with that.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And then tomorrow, Oregon, Indiana, the rematch part two.
I mean, Coach, I've
spicy.
I'm done overlooking Indiana. Those days are over, okay? I watched them put a beat down on Alabama that may have ended the reigns, yeah. like of the Crimson Tide, dude. Like, that's... That was a big deal, dude. That's one, like, when you knock out the king in a big way like that. And by the way, this wasn't like Ohio State doing it; it was Indiana. Mm-hmm. Imagine if Ohio State got beat by Vanderbilt in a playoff. Remember when they got beat by Missouri and it felt like that, and it wasn't nearly that bad. They just couldn't score, you know. But
imagine having 38 points hung on your dome.
Yes, I mean so. I'm done betting against that guy. Chris Signetti, I don't know what he did. He may go to the Tom Cruise altar and drink vampire blood with him or something, or the blood of the innocent to stay young and whatever he's got going on. But like, I'm done with those guys. They're good, and they've got the trigger man. They play really hard. They play really disciplined. They don't make mistakes. And like, their quarterback almost seems fake because he's such a good dude, but he's really stinking good.
I think they dabble in the dark arts. I think Signetti might be a witch. Bob, always appreciate the time. Thanks for hopping on. Enjoy the ball over the next couple of days, and we will check in again soon, all right?
Oh, always, Bean. Thank you, sir.
The General, Bobby Carpenter, with us here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Austin's first question of the day. It's going to bring us to the linebackers room, who actually just got an addition today via the transfer portal. Also had someone leave, but we'll get into that next. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
If you consider yourself a Buckeye fan, you've come to the right place. This is your Heritage Sports Talker and home of Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
The hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one. To learn more and get help on any day, visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
What does it mean to give 100%? It means giving everything you've got, every single day. That's why the V Foundation gives 100% of every dollar donated directly to cancer research. So no matter what you give, we give 100% for life-saving research victories, 100% to making new discoveries that lead to innovative treatments, 100% to groundbreaking cancer research that could one day save someone you love. We know cancer research is working,
Over the last 30 years, an estimated 4.5 million lives have been saved thanks to game-changing research breakthroughs. But there is more work to do. That's why the V Foundation gives 100% of every dollar donated directly to cancer research. We will always give 100% to accelerate victory over cancer.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Donate today at V.org.
Around here, it's all-wheel drive all year round. And Toyota has more all-wheel drive choices than anyone, like the family-size Highlander and the bigger, more powerful Grand Highlander. Now through February 2nd, get 4.99 APR financing on any new 26 Highlander or Grand Highlander, including hybrid models, with approved credit through TFS. Plus, every new Toyota comes with ToyotaCare, 2 years no-cost maintenance. For complete details, go to toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
I love the neighborhood where I grew up, but it was tough.
Ohio State National Championship quarterback and former CareSource kid, Cardale Jones.
Football helped me find my direction, but I also needed the right support system. Seeing that CareSource heart around town, I just knew they had my back. That's the kind of difference they still make in neighborhoods like mine. This is so much more than health insurance. CareSource, today and always, trusted. Visit CareSource.com.
Life is more fun with a pal. So is pizza. So check out Donato's $5 Pizza Pals menu. Order any large pizza and add on your choice of a sub, salad, wings, a 10-inch pizza, and more for just $5 each. Order your favorite $5 Pizza Pals from Donato's.com today. More toppings, more flavor, more fun. Donato's. Gotta love more.
They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care, better value, better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222. Or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Jake Diebler's Buckeyes hit the road for a Big Ten battle with Oregon.
Live fan coverage starts Thursday night at 9:30 with the tip at 10:30.
Every game, every season. Proud to be your flagship home of the Buckeyes. The Fan.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Cosby Heating and Cooling and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Someone out there probably thinks we spend too much time talking about the Buckeyes. Please tell someone that they're stupid. You're listening to The Buckeye Show.
We're here on The Buckeye Show, brought to you by our great friends over at CareSource and United Healthcare. Coming up top of the hour, we'll get into the college football pulse. We've got one semifinal going off tonight in the Fiesta Bowl, where Austin wishes he was more than anywhere in the world right now.
I mean, I'm hanging out with you.
Well, that is true. So you get that.
Got Reimer over there.
Yeah.
I don't need the camelback. Time doesn't have to stand still. Marches on.
Are you saying you prefer your time here than a Buckeye semifinal college football playoff?
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just trying to...
I wasn't trying to infer.
Just trying to find a silver lining, all right?
Okay. You get to hang out
with us. Stop asking,
and you get to play trivia later, so you're fine.
That's right. At Counterbalance, formerly known as SIP.
That is correct. Before we get into the college football pulse, Austin brings us to your first question of the day, which revolves around the Ohio State linebacker room. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour at 7:30, we will get into part two of your question of the day, which we'll talk about the Ohio State wide receiver room. Just some housekeeping notes, Austin, about what has been going on today in the portal.
Yeah.
Ohio State did get a commitment. Former Wisconsin linebacker Christian Allegrio. He did commit today to Ohio State out of the portal. Now, if you're wondering about him, I think he broke his arm
or broke his
wrist against Ohio State, and that's the last time he ever played for Wisconsin. Now he's going to be a Buckeye. He's going to be a senior, 6'4", 250 pounds, 53 tackles, 8 TFL, 4 sacks, basically through half of the season last year. Good get. And then Arvell Reese did commit to the NFL draft today. Nobody's surprised by that, but that's the two pieces of business that we had to attend to today in the linebacker room.
Yeah, Christian Allegrio.
How you say it?
Yeah, Allegrio.
Allegrio.
He, a cool story there with, not for him, but a tough story and showing how hard-nosed and how much sacrifice he will make to play this game. I know that that stood out to Ohio State in real time, definitely stood out to his Badgers teammates. He breaks a bone in his forearm in the first quarter against Ohio State, goes to the sideline. Hey, just slap something on this real quick. Tape me up. He gets a bigger cast put on at halftime. He played 65 snaps in that game, man, with a broken forearm. Just a tough dude. He had been really productive previously in his career, started for a couple years for the Badgers. And there are a few rules of thumb in life, Beamer, that are worth keeping in mind. If Luke Fickell and James Laurinaitis both think that you can play linebacker,
you probably can,
then take their word for it, yeah, and take that player on your roster. So Allegro had other options, most notably Texas. My understanding is that Texas's NIL offer was more lucrative than the one that Ohio State offered, which I think puts even more into sharper perspective that there's a good plan in place for Allegro to help Ohio State. It's not a guarantee that he comes here with no promise of starting. When you have Peyton Pierce and TJ Alford and Riley Pettijohn in that room.
A very good backer room.
Yeah, that's...
Even with Sonny Styles and Arvell Reese departing.
Yeah, then there are also things that, you know, Allegro can do that... Arvell Reese is an alien, so keep that in mind as I say this. He can do some of the things that Arvell Reese did. Will he do that at the exact same level of athleticism? Probably not, but at 6'4", 245, Wisconsin used him off the edge some. He can play a little bit inside, he can play outside, and so I think that's really important to have that versatility for James Laurinaitis. And last week at this time, there was, you know, there were other linebackers that people were talking about. Hey, maybe the Pitt linebacker. Maybe he's going to visit Ohio mm-hmm. State. Maybe that's who they'll get involved with. My understanding for James Laurinaitis and Mark Pantone is that Christian Allegro was number one on the board, and basically there was not going to be a number two unless he turned them down. Went Texas or elsewhere. This was the top priority for them, and a good job of laying out what the defense is going to look like, how he fits into it.
I think Coach Laurinaitis has proved that he knows what he's doing.
He's good at this, yeah. And I don't think that comes as a major surprise to anybody. So how he fits, getting that job done, I think it's a tip of the cap to everybody. I think it's a good decision for Ohio State to take a player with this skill set and help, because that's the name of the game, assuming that you have Matt Patricia sticking around to work with James Laurinaitis and Larry Johnson and Tim Walton and Matt Guerrieri. We know that they can get creative with that personnel. They want versatility. We saw that with Arvell. We could see that with Kenyatta Jackson if they keep him next year, maybe doing some of that Arvell stuff. But, you know, start with Allegro. He can absolutely do that. He has been a Big Ten contributor, and that's what we're talking about. That's what you're looking for if you're Ohio State right now. It wouldn't have made any sense to go break the bank for a true freshman who is a year or two away. This is a plug-and-play type situation. Now, I don't mean plug that you go straight into the starting lineup. That's all going to shake itself out over time.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there were no promises made about that, which is important as well. Christian Allegro knew what he was signing up for, and James Laurinaitis knew why he wanted to sign him up for it.
Yeah, I'm excited to be able to watch him play. Now, obviously, we're going to have a big competition at linebacker this season. I would be very surprised if it's a situation where he comes in and doesn't play at all, though. I don't know what his role is going to be. I don't know if he's going to be a day one starter for Ohio State, as you mentioned. That room, even though you are losing Sonny Styles and Arvell Reese, and we'll talk about them a little bit more in the 7 o'clock hour with other guys departing for the NFL draft. But it very well could be a situation in which you saw Arvell a couple of years ago, right? Like Arvell Reese kind of was getting the Peyton Pierce treatment a couple of years ago when he first came on the scene. Then by the end of the year, you really saw him grow into
Cody Simon the year before.
Yeah, Cody. Yeah. And I mean, the difference between, you know, this fellow that comes over from Wisconsin, he's got years and years and years of experience, which is a much different situation than Arvell and Peyton have had the last couple of years.
Yeah, no. And I think that you can tell the kind of athletic profile, size, speed, height, weight that James Laurinaitis wants. I mean, this is another 6'4" dude who can move. Now, that's what every program wants. Mm-hmm. So I'm not suggesting that James is alone in that, but he wants some of these big, rangier linebackers who can move and that don't have to just be locked into one position. And you're going to see that, I think, with Peyton Pierce being able to move around some. I think he's out of the four that we're talking about, Peyton Pierce is probably the one that you put in one spot, yeah, you lock that in and you move on. And maybe he becomes that version of Sonny Styles or Cody Simon from 2 years ago that you just rely on. You put that lightning bolt on the helmet and you let him go to work, and then you fit some things around him with Riley Pettijohn, TJ Alford, and now Christian Aliagro, who could help both with that, you know, what they're working through on the defensive line and at linebacker. And Matt Patricia, it just, you look at some of these other body types and how this works on the defensive line, there's a world where all four of these linebackers could be on the field at the same time.
Yeah, and that was going to be my question to you, or I guess statement next. And it'll be interesting to see whether Matt Patricia is here next year or not, you know, new defensive coordinator coming in. But let's stay in the world where Matt Patricia is the defensive coordinator for Ohio State next year.
That's the world I prefer to live
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I do too. I'm with you. And I think that most, if not all, Ohio State fans are with us in that agreement that Matt Patricia is staying. Be interesting to see the nuances that he does come up with a whole different selection set of players. I mean, I know that we talked about the team losing, what, eight starters off of that national championship team. I don't know. We haven't gotten through the transfer portal yet. We still don't know the amount of starters that are going to be returning to Ohio State as a number as a whole. So seeing what he comes up with, kind of the mad doctor philosophy for him, putting these guys in different situations like he did last year, figuring out which player's strengths, which player's weaknesses, trying to avoid the weaknesses, putting him strong suits, and seeing what he can kind of create with this backer room, I think is fascinating.
Yeah, and I think, you know, there were a couple of visitors from Alabama on the defensive front in the Woody today, and, you know, they come from some of that world where you can be three down and four linebackers, or you can morph that into four, or you can show five. Like, they can do a number of different things depending on the body type. So I think you're starting to see this Buckeye show has been about like philosophical shifts. I think you're starting to see Matt Patricia be able to, for so long, the Buckeyes have been recruited solely to this 4-3, and you're going to have two traditional ends, and you're going to have a three tech, and you're going to have a nose, and then you're going to work with a strong side and a middle linebacker and a Mike, you know, Mike and Will. That's not, I think, the world that Matt Patricia is trying to build.
He can.
He can do that, but why limit yourself?
3-3 stack.
You have...
Run the 46 front out there.
Of course you brought this around. It's the Bears. It's on your mind constantly. I'm just saying,
it is.
You have somebody...
Just trying to get to Saturday
with the coaching encyclopedia. I think he wants to tap into that even more than he did this year.
Which is something that he can do.
He's got that ability.
Yeah, I think you're starting to just see the crack of the surface
with
what Matt Patricia can possibly do with his Ohio State defense. It's, by the way, Ohio State's not the only program dealing with a bunch of turnover in
surely
the transfer
not.
Portal. Don't call me Shirley. We'll do that in the polls coming up next. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
If the sound of another man slammed against plexiglass turns you on, you've come to the right place. Proud to be your home for Jackets hockey. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Knows that Roosters is a fun, casual joint with their award-winning waitstaff, great food, fun, and laughter. It's a quick stop on the way home to sit back and unwind. It's a front row seat to the big game. Roosters is where you, your family, and friends can order pizzas, sandwiches, salads, and more. And the home of award-winning wings that are fresh, never frozen, and so big you won't believe it. It's your family's other dinner table. Roosters, a fun, casual joint, and the official wing sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Paul Keels here, voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes. You have to check out the brand new AAA Buckeyes MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, such as 24/7 roadside assistance, plus chances to win tickets to Buckeye sporting events, access to exclusive MVP experiences, along with 10% off gear at the Ohio State Team Shop. Already a AAA member? Add the Buckeye MVP membership upgrade for free. Head to AAA.com/Buckeyes to join the squad and put your fandom in drive.
Attention Columbus. Town Properties just clinched the title of the largest residential property manager in Columbus, thanks to the Columbus Business Journal. With pride, we oversee 25,000 plus households in the Columbus metro area, ensuring fantastic places to call home. Whether you're on the hunt for an exceptional living space, a top-notch association management company, or a property manager for your multifamily portfolio, visit our website at town-properties.com and let us elevate your living experience. Town Properties, always managing great places to live.
Hi, I'm Archie Griffin, two-time Heisman Trophy winner. The right coverage can be a game changer, both on and off the field. That's why Encova Insurance is prepared for what's next and protects what matters most to you. With independent insurance agents in your neighborhood and innovative insurance products that can be tailored to fit your unique needs, Encova Insurance is an easy win for your peace of mind. For auto, home, and business insurance, you want Encova on your team. Visit Encova.com today to find an agent near you.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good evening. I'm Jacob Reimer. Ohio State linebacker Arvell Reese has officially declared for the NFL draft. This season, Reese was named Big Ten Linebacker of the Year, first team All-Big Ten, and was a consensus All-American. After a breakout junior season, Reese has the potential to be a top five pick in the NFL draft this April. As for players returning to Columbus, wide receiver Brandon Ennis announced today that he'll be returning to Ohio State. Ennis was a captain as a junior, and now he'll be back for his senior season. College basketball, Ohio State begins their West Coast trip tonight, starting with Oregon. It's a late one. Tip-off is at 10:30. Pregame coverage begins here on The Fan at 9:30. And the college football playoff semifinals begin tonight with the Fiesta Bowl between Miami and Ole Miss. They get kicked off at 7:30. This one's sponsored by Eco Plumbers. Get $500 in free plumbing services when you buy a new water heater. Visit geteco.com and book today. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
For the College Football Pulse on the Buckeye Show.
Sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss.
Hour number two of the program for us here on the Buckeye Show. Austin Ward hanging out with us tonight. Austin?
Yes?
How you doing?
I'm doing awesome, man.
Okay, good.
If there's anywhere in the world that I could be that is not the Camelback or State Farm Stadium, it is right here with you. And Rhyme Time.
Good. We're happy to have you. This is the number one place that I'd want to be right now.
Well, good. You get to stay here all night.
Yeah, I don't go to the games anyways. And we do get to stay here all night because after this hour is over, Reimer and I are going to take a little hour and a half break. A little siesta.
A little cat nap.
And then we're going to be back on the air for the warm-up show at 9:30.
Get some more coffee in us.
Bucks and Ducks on the hardwood tonight. At 10:30. No, I'm done with the coffee. I can't have coffee past like 8 o'clock or else I'd be up till 4 o'clock in the morning. So I already had mine. I'm good. Thanks to everybody for hopping in the YouTube chat tonight. Our YouTube chat, God love them. Thank you everybody for popping in there. It's gone off the rails.
Uh-oh.
This evening.
Oh, no.
There is great discourse about Julian Sand versus Will Howard versus CJ Stroud.
Oh.
And what Ohio State should do at the future of the quarterback position. And I'm not going to name names in here because I don't have the time to read through all of the comments. I read one that said Ohio State would have easily won a national championship if Lincoln Kienholz was the starter over Julian Sand this year. I'm like, we've lost contain. We've lost the plot.
Rank those three right now.
What do you
CJ, Will, and Julian.
From what perspective?
Okay.
Because, I mean, if you're talking NFL caliber.
No, time at Ohio State. Their Ohio State careers.
Will Howard, national champion. CJ Stroud, unbelievable. Julian Sand still writing the story.
Yes.
To his ending with the Buckeyes.
Yeah, his story
What trumps all, though, for you? I mean, is it performance? Because you can go back and you can argue maybe the greatest quarterback single game performances that you've seen in Ohio State history have come from CJ Stroud. That game against Georgia was a masterclass. Was beautiful from him. That Rose Bowl performance was out of control. So are you going on that, or are you going on Will Howard delivering in the biggest moment and winning you a national championship?
That's the ultimate thing. Does winning matter to you? I like winning.
Yeah, winning matters.
Here's the deal, Reimer. The thing that was missing from Julian Sand last week against Miami is something
that's been a week. It seems like it was a month ago at this point.
Yeah, well, I think it was.
It was last year.
It was a year ago. Yeah.
Facts.
What you needed, Julian Sand wasn't quite prepared to provide with his legs against Miami. And we saw CJ Stroud be largely shackled from running for most of his career. And then when he had to against Georgia and Ryan Day let him cook, he was dominant. So he could have done that last week against Miami. I think that they win that game. And we know that Will Howard could run.
I think he had the opportunities.
So
Julian did.
If he did not capitalize on them last week, there's the one right before halftime that I think everyone remembers very well for how that could have changed the distance on the field goal. I think that's the part where we're talking about it. I'm not trying to avoid the question. Like, what Julian didn't do well, CJ Stroud and Will Howard had the ability to do to extend plays, to run, and have that athleticism. And that's the part that Julian Sand's going to have to be better at as he finishes that story in 2026. And if he's going to win a national championship like Will Howard did, or get back to New York City, like, you know, win some of the awards that CJ Stroud did, That's the part of his game that he's got to improve on.
All right, my bad. Jawdust in the YouTube chat said, I said we would be playing tonight with Lincoln Kienholz, not necessarily winning at all.
Oh.
That's my bad. That's my bad. I misread the entire situation, but the YouTube chat has devolved.
Hey, credit to you for taking hand up on that.
Yeah, that's me. That's my fault. That's what I do, Coach. We don't deflect blame around here.
Don't call me Coach.
That was all right, Shark. Why don't you settle down over there?
But I don't know. I thought we were told 5 months ago, Beamer, that the quarterback competition wasn't legitimate and we were making it up.
Couldn't be me. I didn't say that.
Oh.
I didn't say that. By the way, Austin, one person in the YouTube chat, Shoebox, says, tell Austin it's rainy and cold here in Phoenix. Does that make you feel better?
One time,
we were in camp.
2019, I believe, in the build-up to that game, the eight-day extravaganza at the Camelback. It was a little bit cold.
I spent a month there 1 week.
And rainy. It still felt great. It wasn't Columbus. Well,
hey, 60 degrees today, man. Pump the brakes.
As soon as it came out of my mouth, I immediately regretted it. All right. We are in the San Diego of the Midwest. But the Phoenix of the Southwest is also pretty good.
Yeah, it is. Reimer, what do you got for us tonight, buddy?
So the CFP semifinals get underway tonight. By the way,
that's a lie.
From seeing... sitting up here looking at these TVs,
just
I've got
rattled,
both.
Jacob. I know. Yeah.
And then you call him Jacob. Now he's really
shook.
I am all in on Ole Miss right now because I saw Trinidad Chambliss warming up, just doing ball handling drills with the basketball.
Oh, my God.
That is the reason?
He's a hooper.
More of the gimmick for hour number two?
He's a hooper. I want to see him go nuts tonight.
Were you fully in on Miami before you saw this?
No.
Or were you toe in the water, dipping it in to see
Carson
how it feels?
Carson Beck dated a basketball player.
That is true.
That's a good
also
point.
Got his Lamborghini stolen.
Yeah, that's hooping. Yeah.
That's the hoop lifestyle, baby.
What are you guys looking for in this game?
I'm not even going to watch it. That's a lie. I will watch it. I will be watching this game. Considering we'll be in here until 1:30, so the game will obviously be on. I think. What Bobby said in the 6 o'clock hour, and again, if you missed Bob, you can always go back and watch the show on YouTube, get it on a podcast, wherever you get your podcast from. Bobby was very spot on. If Ole Miss can dictate the tempo, if they can move around Trinidad Chambliss, which he was doing an unbelievable job against Georgia at, and if they can dictate the tempo, keep it up tempo, and force Miami maybe to go to the well earlier than Ohio State did against them. Because really, at the end of the game, I mean, at the end of the Cotton Bowl, Ohio State was controlling the line of scrimmage. It's just the first three quarters really got you in a pickle, and it was just too much to come back from. But I think if Ole Miss can do that, that's major key to the game. If you can wear down Miami's front and get them gassed, I don't know if anybody is stopping that offense. They're playing for something. They're playing together. Like, that was one of the best college football games I've ever seen from a fun perspective last week, Ole Miss and Georgia. Can they replicate that again? Is Miami just going to be too strong for them in the trenches? That's the key. That's what I'm looking for tonight in this Fiesta Bowl.
It's critical to see and watch how Ole Miss game plans offensively, because the thing that I think could frustrate Ohio State fans is they will, if Ole Miss does go up-tempo, if they get Chambliss on the move, if they use the RPO game, all the things that we just assumed that Ohio State would do to account for Miami's talent up front, and they'll be doing it with a much worse offensive line, like, that's just a reality. Ole Miss's offensive line should not be winning any individual matchups. But you can, you are allowed to, scheme around some of that. And the part about it that is, I think, the most frustrating in hindsight for Ohio State especially is that Miami is not rotating anyone on defense. They are already in this 40-man roster, NFL-style roster world, and they spent a lot on Reuben Bain and Akeem Mesidor and Justin Scott, and with good reason.
And I think that's the most frustrating. That's the most frustrating part, is you knew their weakness going into the game, and you didn't exploit it. But when you did, it worked.
And Ohio State needed to do more. But that won't be a problem because that is Ole Miss's identity.
Yeah.
That's the way that they're built to attack. So I know for sure that will be frustrating for Ohio State fans to watch if they choose to, which I know there are a lot who won't.
It'll still pull top 10 rating.
All right.
Columbus, San Diego, the Midwest. We love our college football.
We do love college football.
Well, hate watch, jealous watch.
I'm saying some won't.
From a fan perspective,
it's
though.
It's too raw.
I understand that. Are you abstaining?
I'm going to go play trivia, man. I don't.
I'm out.
It'll be on
Austin
there.
Said I'm done with this. I'm not watching. Not doing it.
And it's It's even worse tomorrow night because
I don't know if it's worse.
It's tomorrow
night.
It's a Big Ten game tomorrow night. Two powerhouse Big Ten programs.
Adam King asked me this question earlier on, and let me ask you. Worst case scenario for Ohio State to win the national championship is blank.
Oregon.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. That was the first thing that came to mind.
I'm like, you don't. I'm right there, too.
In this situation where we're bickering and yelling about transfer portal stuff and missing out on targets, and some people are losing their minds a little bit more than others, and maybe there's more of a plan going on behind the scenes for Ohio State than
there is.
What is being led on to being believed? The last thing that you want is Oregon winning a national championship and then harvesting like their final Infinity Stone like Thanos. That's bad news.
And that's your number one competitor for recruiting.
Of course.
I said this.
So Indiana gets in the mix.
That's true.
So Cubes start splashing the pot a little bit.
They're a lot happier this year.
I had a conversation about that earlier today. Just like, well, don't you want, you know, the teams that beat Ohio State to get knocked out? I was like, of course not. And especially in this world where there are some, not everyone, some Ohio State fans that are still feeling those raw emotions and that the sky is falling. If the national championship game is Indiana against Miami, and those are the only two teams that beat you and you were 12-0 in the regular season, I'm not asking for anyone to feel good about a bronze medal, but that would be another sign that things are not broken, that the roof of the Woody is still intact. Like, that's, I think, what you should want. Now, do you want Kurt Cignetti to get even chestier and win that national championship? I'd say probably not.
I think, though, from just a fan perspective, I'm not cheering for Miami. Never cheered for Miami. Why in the world would I start now? I was trashing Mario Cristobal all year long.
Oof.
I know, and it looks bad.
Be tough for the narrative.
Yeah, it would be.
Who would have the coolest story, Indiana or Ole Miss?
No, it's Indiana, man. It's Indiana football. Ole Miss is a great story. They're the two darlings.
Yes.
You want to talk about from a national perspective, I think what the neutral, if you take your fandom of things out of it, the neutral watcher of college football, you want an Ole Miss at Indiana national championship game because those are two terrific stories.
Hard disagree on Ole Miss because what people are missing in the notion of, oh, these guys, they had something more to galvanize them, something to play for. They were abandoned by Lane Kiffin.
I've abandoned my child. I've abandoned my boy.
Guess what's going to happen for the next week and a half if Ole Miss is playing in that game?
SEC.
Lane Kiffin. No, not just that. Lane Kiffin will be inescapable. It won't just be.
And for you, that's your personal hell.
Yeah, I don't want it. So not only because the Ole Miss side, though, have people pulling from, is like this, they got screwed over by their coach, but their old coach is going to be on Twitter nonstop. He's going to be on game day
every day. Don't watch it.
I don't watch it, but I still hear about it anyway. And even still, he's going to make more money based off of it because LSU say, well, whatever your bonuses were.
Yeah, isn't there another incentive if he if they get to the championship?
If they win again, and then if they win the championship, he gets paid for all that. I don't want Lane Kiffin getting rich off of this.
He's already rich. Doing hot yoga.
Doing something.
With all the mayhem that has unfolded in the last few days, we really didn't spend the appropriate amount of time discussing the players declaring for the draft. We'll do that coming up next. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
Head to 971thefan.com to listen on demand and subscribe to all our podcasts. Wasting time has never been easier. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Enjoy. There was a man who couldn't stand.
A mom who couldn't wait.
A scientific community that said it couldn't be done.
And then you.
And then I.
And then we. Brought neuromuscular disease into screaming color with the Muscular Dystrophy Association.
For 75 years, our voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
We've willed the impossible into existence.
We've pushed the science.
Raised the funds.
Shifted the narrative.
And transformed the reality of life with neuromuscular diseases.
For 75 years, we've built communities together.
Established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And made it thrive.
Call that a legacy.
Call it impact.
Call it momentum. Just call it ours.
because it's the generations of community heroes that give MDA the strength we have today.
And until neuromuscular disease is a thing of the past, you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Around here, it's all-wheel drive all year round. And Toyota has more all-wheel drive choices than anyone. Now through February 2nd, get 4.75 APR financing on remaining new 25 RAV4 or RAV4 Hybrid. Or lease a new gas-powered RAV4 LE for $299 a month for 36 months with $39.99 due at signing. With approved credit through TFS. Tax, title, and license extra. Call 1-888-36-TOYOTA for details or go to toyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium presented by Experience Columbus. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium into the press box and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium tours offer a variety of options and pricing. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour. Ohio Stadium Tours, presented by Experience Columbus.
AgPro has been family-owned and operated for over 64 years. We take pride in developing long-lasting relationships and offering first-class customer service. Need a new tractor, parts for your used equipment, or reliable service? AgPro has you covered. AgPro is here to serve you and your operation as your hometown dealer. Visit us today at any of our AgPro locations or go online to agproco.com to get started with your AgPro experience.
The best outcomes for treating cancer come from early detection and early diagnosis.
The James Cancer Diagnostic Center at Ohio State
is designed to provide rapid evaluation and a clear diagnosis.
We are transforming care by giving patients direct access.
The cancer experts who study and treat cancer every day.
If you think you have cancer, the choice is clear.
Choose the James Cancer Diagnostic Center.
Hey, Ohio State fans. Next time that snack craving hits, Burger King has you covered with the O-Fry-O bundle. You get a medium fry, 8-piece chicken fries, 8-piece mozzarella fries, and an 8-piece chicken nuggets, all for just $10. It's perfect snack fuel for one, wherever and whenever you're cheering on the scarlet and gray. At BK, have it your way. You rule. Limited time only at participating Ohio area restaurants. BK is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Tax extra.
Experience Buckeye Game Day like never before. Welcome to the 1922 Club, the most exclusive space inside Ohio Stadium, where luxury meets tradition in the heart of Buckeye Nation. Enjoy upscale food and beverages and a game day atmosphere like no other. Create lasting memories with friends and mingling with other Buckeye fans and celebrate every OHIO in ultimate comfort. Become a member of the 1922 Club today. Memberships are limited. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com.
Join our resident gambling degenerates, Dave Biddle and Scotty Vegas, for On the Money, Sunday mornings at 9.
Presented by the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus.
All the action, none of the responsibility.
The Fan.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We are looking at partly cloudy skies and mild conditions here for tonight as temperatures cool down into the lower 50s. We are also tracking scattered showers arriving here through tonight into the day on Friday. Most of those showers will occur in the morning here on your Friday, but we are still tracking mild temperatures into the 60s here for your Friday with record high temperatures a good possibility. However, as we look ahead to the weekend, we are tracking some big changes. Colder air arrives with highs in the 40s on Saturday and then back to the 30s by Sunday. And that's a look at your 10 weather impact forecast. I'm meteorologist Aaron White here on 97.1 The Fan.
All Buckeyes, all the time. You are listening to The Buckeye Show.
Hanging out with my guy Austin Ward tonight. Thanks again for everybody for tuning in. Reimer, you had a great question. You're dual barreling up there. College football playoff coverage underway tonight. Well, after 8, you've got Miami against Ole Miss out in the Fiesta Bowl. What was your question?
Yeah, so they showed a wide shot, and Ole Miss was like going back into the tunnel, and they're wearing their powder blues tonight. And the wide shot, I just saw nothing but red. Well, and I know Miami's not red. I don't. It didn't look like an orange to me, and I figured they would might choose a green before that. But why, for Ole Miss, if they're wearing their powder blues tonight, why are they not pushing to their fans to coat it in powder blue in the stands.
Well, they've also...
That would look so sick.
They wore their blues against Georgia, too. And Georgia's obviously a red team, but that stadium looked very red. Let me give you a little lesson in SEC football. And Austin can follow up on this lesson, because
sure
he spent more time
listening
down in SEC land than I have. A long while ago.
A long time ago.
This now being 12 years ago, Ohio State played...
A dozen years ago.
Ohio State played a very notorious SEC team down in New Orleans in the Sugar Bowl. They were taking on the Crimson Tide, Nick Saban, and Alabama. All right? At that time...
I
pound on the desk, grab the Coke bottle. At that time, I was still a student in school. And our game plan was that... You know, I was doing student radio at the time, which was awesome. But I got the call up to the big leagues from our very own Skip Mossick, who you can hear do lovely scoreboard updates and a pregame interview starting at 9:30 this evening for Buckeye basketball. Skip called me out of the blue and he said, "Hey, Brandon, can you help us be the dish man for the sidelines?" You don't know what I'm talking about? See those big guys on the sideline who hold those big parabolic microphones? I needed to stand down there and do that. Mind you, again, this is the Sugar Bowl. This is a college football playoff game. I'm like, yes, I will do that. I will forego all of my broadcasting rights as a student broadcaster at the time to call a national semifinal, and I'll help you out, Skip. Really, what that meant for me is that we got a little bit extra money to take our friends down to New Orleans. All right? We're going to take the friends down to New Orleans instead of just me going and our guys who did student radio. Now we get to bring an extra group of people. We set off at about 11 o'clock on, when was that game played? That game was played New Year's Eve, right? New Year's Day.
New Year's Day.
It was a New Year's Day game. We set off to New Orleans and Bourbon Street on like the eve of the 28th of December, all right? At 11 o'clock. Oh,
the eve of the 28th, known as December 27th.
Yes. no, it was like it was the 28th, I think. Oh. And then our goal.
Oh, on the evening.
Yes, the evening of the 28th.
Okay.
Our goal, mind you, now that I didn't have to do radio and really any research because I was just holding a dish on the sideline, was to be on Bourbon Street by noon that next day.
Oh, that's ambitious.
On the day of the 29th. And by golly, we made it. All right. So we're down in Bourbon Street. We're having a fantastic time. And then I think Meredith had a couple of job interviews or something, but she was flying down later. Maybe the next day, maybe on New Year's Eve. I don't remember. Things got a little dicey and a little fuzzy there.
For college kids on Bourbon
Street. So we ran in, we were visiting the establishments in New Orleans. Great place to go. Great place for a big game. If you've never been there, I've been there like three times, had a great time. Each experience has been very different, which is what I like about New Orleans. We ran into a bunch of Alabama fans, as you should, when you're down there and the Crimson Tide were raining hell over college football, like they had been during that time period. So we walk into a bar and we were talking, you know, to the Bama fans, and every single one of them was saying, "Oh man, you guys are going to get smoked. You're going to get smoked. Why even show up?" And we ran into this lovely Alabama fan. His name was Scotch.
Mm.
He was about 5 foot
eight.
That's
a banger name.
Wearing crokies, straight up comb over, you know, suit, tie on. Mind you, this isn't even game day. Like, this is just a couple of days before the game. And so, we started talking to him. He was the only Alabama fan, and I give him credit, to say that he was nervous about Ohio State. Like, one of thousands that we talked to that week. And the best thing that came out of Scotch's mouth that entire time was like, you know, I don't really understand you northern folks and the way that you watch football. Like, what are you talking about, man? He goes, "If I had to pass you on the street, I'd have given you some money because I'd think you're homeless the way that you show up to these football games." And I just started laughing. I'm like, "You mean like jerseys and t-shirts?" He's like, "Yeah, I don't understand that at all." So to your point, why they're not wearing powdered blue? Because nobody cares in SEC land. They get up, they dress in their best fits that they possibly can.
It's a fashion show.
They don't care about the team colors. It's who can look the nicest when you go to games. And I'm sure it's elevated in these playoff games.
I think it would look really nice if you show up wearing a powder blue quarter zip. I saw a lot of those at PGA Championship when I went. I know that's a common color to wear.
That's not nice enough.
Ole Miss also partnered with Live Forever Golf for some athletic hoodies. Lane Kiffin, I believe, famously wore them on the sideline. You could get one of those and look pretty nice, Reimer. They don't care. It is a fashion show. Yeah. It is a status symbol. It is a seen and be seen crowd. That's why this team that we're talking about playing tonight in these powdered blues, they're not most famous for football. They're famous for having chandeliers at their tailgates
and bushes.
Like, that's it.
It's the Grove.
The Grove is what they're known for.
Not, and a lovely cocktail involving hot tea.
Yeah. Hotty toddy, gosh almighty. Yeah. What the hell are we?
What if you
flam, flam, bam, bam. Oh, miss, my damn.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
You've had practice with that before.
That's the best part about Ole Miss.
Yeah, it is.
Is their stupid cheer. I've walked through the Grove. That's what I don't get. I want to talk to Scotch, Oxford Scotch.
Yeah.
Hey. What are you doing out here? Is this how you watch football? With chandeliers and champagne?
Yes.
And caviar?
It is.
And cheese?
You think it's a wine and cheese crowd at Ohio Stadium? You go watch football in the South. That's a whole it's a whole different thing, man. It's so weird.
Hey, it means more.
Now, the sundresses are okay. They're fine.
Yeah, I mean, you know, pros and cons.
I didn't like it when Scotch was wearing one, but
shout out to Scotch, man. Shout out
what
to him.
About wearing a powder blue suit?
Reimer, they're not. Well, you could do that.
Yeah.
Like Harry and Lloyd from Dumb and Dumber.
Yes, exactly.
Do you get that reference?
No, really.
He's shaking it off.
But he was agreeing
it's
with
the
it.
Second time that you've got him on a yeah, movie
no,
tonight.
The first one was obscure, though, because we were talking about Clerks earlier on, and I knew that there was a 0% chance that he knew what that was. But
I mean,
the fact
he was
that
negative
you don't know,
10 years old.
The fact that you don't know Dumb and Dumber.
I mean, I know Dumb and Dumber, but like, I didn't like watch it to like remember it really.
What did you watch it for?
Hold on, let me tell you something. I don't think anybody in the history of the world has ever watched Dumb and Dumber to quote unquote remember it.
I'm just not a good movie watcher. Like I don't remember good lines and stuff like that.
Okay, what's your favorite movie line of all time? Can you name one? Any movie line ever.
I bet it's from Hoosiers.
Yo, Adrian.
My team is on the court.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Why didn't I do that one? I'll make it. I'll make it's the best one.
I can't believe
Old Jacket Green.
He had a chance to hit the gimmick again.
He didn't do it.
That's like if I asked Hulk Hogan to say, "What do you think? Do you agree?" And he said,
nah.
"Yes, sir."
Yeah. Hit me with "Oh yeah, brother."
Yeah, brother.
And I hit me with that.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, Reimer.
Anyways, you need to go to an SEC football game. You should do that. I've never been to one, but
it's a 10-foot rim,
I've been to one game with an SEC team involved, and that's all I need to see in my lifetime.
Undefeated.
Austin's second question of the day takes us to the wide receivers. We'll tack that coming up in 2 minutes. It's the Buckeye Show.
Early on snow days, because snowed in is not an option. The Kubota snow lineup of compact tractors, RTVs, and versatile attachments are built to thrive in the winter. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $6,000. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Find your local Kubota dealer at BuckeyeKubotaDealers.com.
Already prepping for next week's matchup? Get your best rest yet with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's and choose from Pillows Soft, plush, dual feel, and extra firm mattresses with Bob-O-Pedic memory foam that will have you dreaming of game day in no time. So shop in-store or online to score the latest in affordable luxury mattresses without the luxury price tag. Bob's Discount Furniture, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Are we drinking the scarlet and gray Kool-Aid? You bet we are. You're listening to The Buckeye Show.
Coming up 2 hours from now, Reimer and I are going to be on the air. Fan warm-up. Buckeyes, Ducks. Last time I checked, Ohio State 1.5-point dogs. In this game. Got to get this one tonight.
That's a big one.
Got to make it happen.
Got to put it in the bank.
Got to get it on the road for the Buckeyes. And they have been good on the road. They're undefeated on the road in conference so far this year.
Rhyme time guaranteed a victory.
Did you? Take it to the bank, Reimer?
Absolutely.
Okay. Who's going to step in for Brandon Knoll?
I really want to see more of Tayson Chapman. Honestly, I want more Matthew Grujicic.
Oh, yeah, I know you do.
But
doing those Eastern Euros, man. You love them.
I do.
He's not even Eastern Europe. He's from Germany.
Yeah. I do think that we will see a lot of Ngovin tonight.
Yeah,
though.
I do too.
I feel like you have to.
You have to. You have to find out what he's about.
He is your front court depth right now.
Yes, he is. And he's it. So I think we're going to see a bit of Ivan Ngovin tonight. And Tilly and Amari Bynum, I'm probably going for 70 minutes combined. if I had Any guesses? Austin, let's attempt to answer
and
your...
all 40 for the point guard.
Yeah, well, obviously, that's a given. And all 40 for the number two guard as well. Yeah. And maybe number three, if Devin Royal would like to be able to spot at least one of those guys some minutes, but...
Not tonight.
We'll see.
You can rest for the second leg of the roadie.
Yeah, Washington, Sunday, 6 o'clock.
Just bag that one. Get the win tonight and then just coast.
Yeah, well, don't do that. You still want to rack them and stack them. So that's coming up in 2 hours. The Hoops talk. And then at 10:30, the game will actually tip off. So we're excited.
We'll see, because it's a triple header on BTN tonight.
Don't tell me that.
So around 10:30.
All right. Around 10:30. Yes. So the lawyers don't get involved. It is not exactly at 10:30. Yeah. Around 10:30.
Come on. We know this. Games don't start on time.
No, they don't. By the way, let me go off on a little tirade real quick.
Here we go.
Don't tell me the game starts at 8 o'clock when it kicks off at 8:20. All right? Don't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah, they look like they're still warming up here.
European soccer, they say a game kicks off at noon. Guess what time that game kicks off?
Exactly
12:00. They have it down to a science. Say whatever time the game is going to kick off at. Tell me the exact time. Game kicks off for a big noon kickoff at 12:17. Tell me that. Make sure. Again, that's a small problem, but it's a problem that I have a very big problem with.
Talk to them.
Yeah.
What's F1 race, 9 a.m.
9 a.m.
They're
sir.
Staring at the clock.
Yeah.
Lights out or going?
Green light.
Here we go.
We're going. 9 a.m.
Golf tournaments, you got to be there at your tee time.
Of course you do.
Even if you get arrested.
And he still made it.
And depending. Shot 5 under.
Yeah. And it was a pretty good performance by Scottie Scheffler. Your second question of the day. Sorry. Got off on a little tirade right there.
I'm totally okay with
it. Ohio State wide receivers room.
Yeah.
What's going on with it?
A lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on. So Ryan Day has proven over his tenure to be pretty patient and methodical and thorough with his hiring process. And I'm not saying that he didn't do that with Cortez Hankton, but I am saying he knew that he needed to get somebody in place to fill Brian Hartline's role as quickly as possible. Because once that portal opened on January 2nd, you had Bryson Rogers already skipping out on the Cotton Bowl and leaving Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
Situations and conversations that obviously didn't go that well with Quincy Porter. The door that is cracked open for Mylon Graham, although he is in the portal right now. Damarian Witten leaving as well through the portal. And Carnell Tate going to the NFL draft. That's a lot. So Ohio State knew that it was going to have to be involved one form or fashion with transfer portal pickups. Cortez Hankton got one on Wednesday and Devin McEwen.
Mm-hmm.
He is working on Mylon Graham. Coaches can go on the road and start evaluating. So he had to start recruiting 2027 wide receivers. He sent out an offer, Cortez Hankton, yesterday. So all of this stuff could not wait for Ohio State to get rolling. They needed somebody in place to fill out that staff. And it became an opportunity for Cortez Hankton to prove right away what his value could be, would be. You could say it's a test or you can say it's an opportunity, a mixture of both.
Pressure makes diamonds.
I think so far it's gone pretty well from him. It's not done. The portal window is still open. Ohio State could very well add another one. If it's Mylon Graham, then they may not be involved as much anymore. But, you know, we've seen, whether this is Texas or whether there's other opportunities that might emerge in the transfer portal, Ohio State has been aggressive. Now, they've not got across the finish line. You had Nick Marsh, Andrew Marsh, big name targets that were out there that seemed a little bit out of the price range maybe for Ohio State. Some of that situation may have changed with the resources that are available without Quincy Porter. We'll see how that works out. But one way or the other, you know, Cortez Hankton had to get rolling here. And this has been a position group that has had 14 players in it, did a year ago. And Brian Hartline was just rolling through. It's like every single one of them are 4 stars, 5 stars. That's not going to be the order of business anymore. At every position, that's probably going to be scaled back, but especially at wide receiver. And so his ability, Cortez Hankton's ability to evaluate, to develop, to put together a plan to use 4 or 5 wide receivers in a way that maybe Ohio State hasn't in the last couple of years, which if there's something you could nitpick Brian Hartline on, he is very good at identifying talent, and he was very good at getting Jeremiah Smith's and Carnell Tate's. The best talent to come play for him, and sometimes at a discount, competitive discount in terms of NIL opportunities. But the part that became difficult, because really it's been the last couple cycles where Ohio State has recognized if you're spending this amount of money on Jeremiah Smith and Carnell Tate, you can no longer have these classes of four and five wide receivers, and all of them are going to be ranked in the top 10 nationally. They can't, they don't have the resources for that. They don't have the room for it. Playing time.
The math
or
isn't
money.
Math.
There's no math that you can make that actually work. So that part, and it'll sound like a weird thing to nitpick, but there were times last season where, you know, people would ask us, Beamer, like, why aren't they playing more guys, or why isn't there more production from a Graham or a Brandon Rogers?
Brandon Ennis, even.
Why isn't Brandon Ennis touching the football more? Well, you have these two guys out there. They're playing at the slower tempo. And also, they weren't bringing along the rest of that depth at a level that Ohio State felt comfortable putting, you know, Quincy Porter when he was healthy. Mylon Graham was healthy in November. They put David Adolph out there in place of him, a walk-on. So some of that stuff in terms of developing the non-superstar maybe wasn't as great as Brian Hartline was at every other part of that job. And so that's going to have to be part of this for Cortez Hankton. If we're in this world where Ohio State can still take two superstars, and by the way, that's what they're paying Chris Henry Jr. and Jeremiah Smith to be next year, let alone having Brandon Ennis back, whatever it took to get Devin McEwen out of the transfer portal. Set all that aside. If you have injuries, if you need to play depth, what's it going to look like if you identify someone, whether that's in Ohio or elsewhere, a three-star who's coming in at a lesser rate to prove himself and crack that rotation? That's the part of the job that is not going on right now, because that's for March, that's for June and July, that's for August and beyond. But Cortez Hankton had no choice but to get rolling with the rest of the part, the talent acquisition or the retention, both actually. And it feels like he's doing a pretty good job of that. But he was the first person that Ryan Day sort of really targeted for interviews in December. And he kicked the tires on a few others, but this was the guy that he wanted. And we're in the process of finding out why.
Yeah. And also, too, I mean, you walk into a pretty good situation, even though what has transpired the last like 3 or 4 days with Mylon leaving and with Quincy Porter leaving. And again, put a pin in Mylon Graham, because I know the talks are ongoing between his camp, Ohio State's camp. They do want him back. Yep. I am positive on that. You did have Brandon Ennis say that he is coming back. So you do get, you know, two of your returning receivers. Now, Carnell Tate obviously heading to the draft. It is still a good situation. Like, anytime you have the best football player in America at the U,
hard to say that's bad.
At your disposal. Like, it still is a good situation that Coach Hankton is walking into. But I think the natural question then just becomes, like, well, it's a land after Jeremiah Smith leaves. What is that going to look like? Because the standard, while being the standard, it almost seemed, and it wasn't even really fair that we did this. Like, one guy left and another guy came in, and it was like, wow, that guy's better than the last guy. And then JJ came in, is like, Marvin Harrison Jr., wow, that guy wasn't even close to being what this guy is. And the standard almost got so lofty. And that's not real. Like, it's not, that won't be something that happens. And again, we were very spoiled at the receiver position for a long time. Not saying that you're not going to be spoiled, but the way that it was going, just year after year after year after year, where guys were elevating and getting better and better than the last year, and prospects were, you know, galore going back to back to back in the NFL draft. Now, I know Jameson Williams transferred to Alabama, but still, I mean, that was a guy who was here and developed at Ohio State. It's a lofty room to walk into for a position coach. It is. It's huge.
And it's not, to be honest, just because of what Brian Hartline did. This is not new for Ohio State. I know that there were a lot of, you know, panicked conversations about what the future of that room was going to look like without Brian Hartline's recruitment, without the ability to develop, without this. It's like, well, I think it was okay in the 80s. Was Chris Carter here then? Did they have any other wide receivers go to the NFL? Yeah, okay. In the 90s?
Yeah, Terry Glenn was pretty good.
Terry Glenn, you have David Boston. What happened in the early 2000s? Oh, did you
Michael Jenkins was pretty good. Santonio Holmes was good.
You have Anthony Gonzalez. Did you have a couple first-round picks?
Brian Hartline was pretty good.
I think Brian Hartline made an impact on some of those teams. What about the 2010s? Oh, yeah, before Brian Hartline got here, I think you were rolling through Mike Thomas, and you had Curtis Samuel, and you threw Braxton Miller out there for a stretch, and then you had Terry McLaurin, and you had Paris Campbell, and you had KJ Hill breaking records, and that all of that counts. So when you walk in that room, it's not just that you have to replace Brian Hartline.
Yeah.
That may feel daunting in the short term, but you also walk in that room, and I've walked in there, and maybe they've redecorated recently. I don't know. But all those names that I mentioned that are going back 30, 40 years, all Americans, first round NFL draft picks, they're all on the wall. That's the standard that didn't just happen 5 years ago. It didn't just happen 10 years ago. That has been happening for Ohio State wide receivers for a long time. So this program is, it's not always about just who the wide receivers coach is. Sometimes it's more, it's the head coach. It's the opportunity to play at Ohio State, period. Mm-hmm. That's really appealing to players, but that is the person who's now in charge of protecting that. And maybe he won't.
The keeper of the realm.
Maybe he won't elevate it, like, because that would be insane.
I don't know what that looks like.
It's not a thing, especially in this day and age of college football. It cannot be elevated to the level that it has been at for the last 5 years.
But imagine if it was.
If that one ring to rule them all. If you can keep 75% of it, you're living pretty good.
One ring to force them in the fire to bind it.
Tell me more.
Reimer has no clue what we're talking about.
Nope, not a one.
We had a Hooper going nuts and an NFL Buckeye getting a big honor. That's hashtag Buckeyes next. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
A lot has changed in 30 years, but we're still that old shoe that feels worn in and well-loved. And well, we smell a little, but whew, you've accepted that. The Fan.
I tell people I was the luckiest guy in the world. I wanted to be an Army man or a fireman, and I got to do both. As a firefighter, my job was about saving lives. I never thought one day I would be fighting for mine.
After spending his career answering the call to save others, Ken was diagnosed with ALS. Now he's facing his biggest battle, for more time. For 70 years, Muscular Dystrophy Association has been answering the call to help people live longer and more independent lives.
MDA means to me hope.
MDA is leading the way for people living with ALS, muscular dystrophy, and other neuromuscular diseases by accelerating research, advancing care, and advocating to empower families like Ken's.
I wouldn't be living as good of a life with ALS if it wasn't for MDA. MDA is helping people live stronger and love longer. Learn more at MDA.org. today.
This is Paul Keels for RV Wholesalers. Peace of mind. That's what you get when purchasing your next RV from RV Wholesalers. With every new RV purchase, Ohio residents receive the exclusive Buckeye Service Guarantee. If your RV is in the shop, RV Wholesalers will give you a free loaner. Also with a Buckeye Service Guarantee, you'll receive free delivery in the state of Ohio and 3-day RV exchange. That's the exclusive Buckeye Service Guarantee. Only at RV Wholesalers in Lakeview, Mansfield, Delaware, and RVW.com. RV Wholesalers, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
There's one medical team in Central Ohio skilled enough to care for your favorite Ohio State team and Buckeyes everywhere. The Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center is your choice for the most highly specialized orthopedic and sports medicine care. Our surgeons, physicians, and physical therapists have access to the most advanced treatments and innovative recovery approaches to get you back in your game. Because on or off the field, our team is your team. The choice for your orthopedic care is clear. Attention Columbus. Town Properties just clinched the title of the largest residential property manager in Columbus, thanks to the Columbus Business Journal. With pride, we oversee 25,000 plus households in the Columbus metro area, ensuring fantastic places to call home. Whether you're on the hunt for an exceptional living space, a top-notch association management company, or a property manager for your multifamily portfolio, visit our website at town-properties.com and let us elevate your living experience. Town Properties, always managing great places to live.
It's game day at Raising Cane's. If you want to order like a Buckeye, it's the action off the field you need to focus on. The only play you're running is chicken. So what combo are you picking? Make it a perfect season. We've got tailgates of hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers and cane sauce. And jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. All available to order online or on our app. This season is about to be unbeatable. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
The Jackets hit the road for a battle with the Avalanche. Live fan coverage starts Saturday afternoon at 3:30.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Heating and Cooling.
Proud to be your flagship home of the Columbus Blue Jackets. The Fan. All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Social media can be a cesspool. Allow us to navigate the waters. Hashtag Buckeyes.
Sponsored by the Waterworks. Call the plumbing, heating, and cooling technicians at the Waterworks and Header today. Call 614-232-2222. Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Thanks, everybody, for hanging out with us here this evening. Official kickoff time for Ole Miss and Miami. Slated for 7:30. Just kicked off at 7:47.
Right on time.
Liars. Liars. Miami seems to have a problem. One of their big, gnarly defensive linemen are down.
Moten is down.
Yeah, couldn't see. Is that who it is?
Yeah, Ole Miss going tempo, which I wasn't sure if you were allowed to do that.
Won the coin
Miami
toss, decided to get the ball, and are immediately employing tempo.
Went at it, and then it took two plays, and then Miami was already dealing with an injury up front. So
looks like a non-contact injury, too. Doesn't look great.
Yeah, not what Miami was hoping to see, because as we mentioned earlier in the Buckeye Show, if you missed it, you can listen back on YouTube or anywhere you get your podcasts. They don't play a lot of people. And in fact, they barely subbed at all against Ohio State last week.
Yeah, they don't play very many. It's bold strategy, Cotton. We'll see how it pays off for them. So we'll keep our eyes on this. Maybe Reimer will give you a little update at 9:30 when we come back on the air for the warm-up show. Game will be at halftime by then, maybe start in the third quarter. We'll see what happens. Shout out to Jelani Cambridge, Ohio State women's basketball player.
Went bonkers.
One of the most prolific scoring nights in Buckeye history. 41 points in a 78-69 win on the road against Illinois. The fourth player in Ohio State women's basketball history to score more than 40 points in a game. Samantha Prahalis did it back in 2012. She scored 42. The rest happened four times thanks to Kelsey Mitchell.
She was pretty good.
Yeah, no, she was pretty good.
All right. Well, Miami got pressure on Trinidad Chambliss, so yep. I guess it's over.
Three and out. By the way, we're going to have Tyler Danberg on the show tomorrow, Ohio State
TD.
Women's basketball player, Ohio State women's basketball play-by-play announcer. I don't think he suits up.
I don't think so either.
Before the games, but he's going to join us at some point tomorrow. Talk to him a little bit earlier on in the office. It was his off day. He was still in here grinding.
Dude never stops.
Just loving the grind. So he's going to pop on tomorrow. We'll talk some women's hoops about his first year of this journey.
He had a great first season.
Oh, man, it was awesome, right? I mean, it's kid coming in, doing what he does. And by the way, he's super young. I think he's 23 years old.
He's like a... He reminds me of a young Brandon.
No, Bean. He doesn't, man. That guy runs laps around me. I actually get nervous to talk to him.
He's intimidating.
He is intimidating. Walks, his figure is not so intimidating.
Walk softly, carry but a
man,
big stick.
Oh, man, is he an intimidating fella. So Tyler Danberg is going to join us at some point.
Ladies, man, too. Evening. You should see him on the road. Just walking to him.
I mean, anytime you're around Paul Keels, I feel like.
Well, that's natural.
You get an aura boost.
You're just hoping to catch some spillover.
Oh, man. Paul's the best. Paul, so we have a... I'm trying to see if I can see it from this chair. So right, you know, in front of us, we have a hallway with a bunch of desks and everything, bullpens, right? So on one of the TVs, it just cycles through employees here about like their favorite things, favorite sports teams. What are your hobbies? Paul Keel's hobbies. It's one of the greatest things ever, and it fits to a T. Paul Keel's has two hobbies, at least what he has put on the big board up there. Paul Keel's two hobbies include barbecuing and hot tubbing.
Hot tubbing.
Reimer, have you ever noticed that?
I believe it also says like jazz.
Yeah, I think it does.
So we've got the jazz.
I'm honestly not shocked either.
The jazz, barbecue, and the hot tub.
Yeah, look, it's a great triple header.
Holy trinity
it
right
really
there.
It really is. I mean, it is awesome.
Absolute legend.
I just got an email about getting one of those.
A hot tub?
No.
A barbecue set?
getting something on the TV screen, on the slide. Getting in the rotation.
Look at you go.
I know.
You're making waves, man. You're making waves.
Been here since May.
Why don't you? Been here since May. Been here almost a year full time. You're finally getting a spot on the board. Yeah, what would you put on there, Austin? We need to get you a spot.
Yeah, jazz.
This is true.
Barbecue and hot tub.
I don't know if there's a better... triple option there. I picked something random.
I mean, you know, my hobby.
I like yours at the end.
What do I say?
The last question on there is, what's like something obscure about you?
Random fact.
Random fact is what it says. Thank you, Reimer.
Yeah.
I've never hit a hole in one, but I can tell you everything about Tim Hall's 206 yard hole in one.
216.
Okay.
Yard hole in one. Because Tim's fun fact is I once had a hole in one. So then my fun fact is I know more about that hole in one than anybody else on planet Earth.
No,
anyone
who's ever talked to Tim Hall knows everything about that hole in one.
I think it also says Ask Beamer.
It does. Yeah, that's right. It does say that. And then I supplied the answer in there. So if you're ever walking through our radio station, you look up at the big board, you can find those little fun facts.
I don't know what random fact I want to use. I have two options.
Can you juggle?
I wonder if it'll be about college basketball.
Well, okay, I guess maybe.
Well, let's break them down. What are your two fun facts that you're between?
Well, I would use a picture for one of my fun facts.
I don't think you can do that.
But it's
against the rules.
No, the picture to show who I am would be of me and my wife at an Ohio State game.
Okay.
And it was
not a Carolina game?
No, the football game. It was the Miami game when they won 70-something to 5. And I remember Chet Holmgren was on a visit here that day. I know
was
this.
Was his dad here with his camcorder?
His dad took the picture of us.
There's such a small sample of people that understand that reference, but anybody who does, congratulations. Chet Holmgren's dad is a national hero.
He took the picture of my wife and I at the game.
That guy looks sweet.
I would think that it was him. He was 7 feet tall, was real skinny, had black hair.
Yeah, it couldn't be anyone else.
What's your looked exactly like Chet.
Yeah. What's your other fun fact?
I got to lay the wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
That's pretty cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
You might want to go with that.
You may want to choose that one.
That was my
other
that was
than
second.
Chet Holmgren's dad took this picture. I don't know, man. 50-50, maybe 51-49. I don't know what I would go with.
I think I'm leaning
Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
Rare achievement.
Yeah.
Slash
Chet Holmgren's dad
memorial.
Taking a picture of you at a Buckeye game. The odds, though, would say that Chet Holmgren's dad being there and taking that picture, though, are way more astronomical than what you did.
Liberty thinks that one of the funniest random facts about me, which I would have to put up there, is that I filled in for a three-game homestand for the Casper Rockies as Hobart the Platypus and have been a mascot in real life. So
that's a pretty good one.
That's, I think, what we'd have to go with.
Would you put that on your bucket list item achieved, being a mascot for a day?
I think everyone should do it to appreciate it. It is not as fun as it sounds.
No, I bet it's hot. I would want to play in one of those mascot games against kids and just like the Indianapolis Colts.
Can you do that in the new NCAA game?
I don't know.
You could in the old one where you could just do mascot games?
Didn't buy it. Don't know.
I would always do this: the Syracuse Orange against the Stanford Tree.
I love that. Austin, I had a great time with you here this week. We'll talk again next week, all right?
I'll be here.
Everyone, have an awesome rest of your evening. Reimer and I are going to have a little siesta for an hour and a half, but fear not, we will be back at 9:30 for the Fan warm-up show. Buckeye Hoops coming up later. Something else will take you for an hour and a half next on The Fan.
Bobby Carpenter demands that you watch Morning Juice on YouTube. If you don't, Tito will move into your house.
Live at 6 a.m. on YouTube and streaming on The Fan app.
Protect your end.
Knows that Roosters is a fun, casual joint with their award-winning waitstaff, great food, fun, and laughter. It's a quick stop on the way home to sit back and unwind. It's a front row seat to the big game. Roosters is where you, your family, and friends can order pizzas, sandwiches, salads, and more. And the home of award-winning wings that are fresh, never frozen, and so big you won't believe it. It's your family's other dinner table. Roosters, a fun, casual joint, and the official wing sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Enjoy more ways to save at Kroger, like low prices in every aisle. And when you download the Kroger app, you can clip and save more with digital coupons every week. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. At Kroger, you can enjoy more ways to save and more rewards every time you shop. So it's always easy to save big every day with savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply. See site for details.
Life is more fun with a pal. So is pizza. So check out Donato's $5 Pizza Pals menu. Order any large pizza and add on your choice of a sub, salad, wings, a 10-inch pizza, and more for just $5 each. Order your favorite $5 Pizza Pals from Donatos.com today. More toppings, more flavor, more fun. Donatos. Gotta love more.
Around here, it's all-wheel drive all year round. And Toyota has more all-wheel drive choices than anyone. Now through February 2nd, get 4.99 APR financing on a new 26 Corolla or Corolla Hybrid. Excludes GR and Corolla Cross. Or lease a new gas-powered Corolla LE for $209 a month for 36 months with $36.99 due at signing. With approved credit through TFS. Tax, title, and license extra. Call 1-888-36-TOYOTA for details or go to toyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.